In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, today, the 6th day of July. Good as always to have you along, everybody. One hates to be presumptuous, but the big global political story of the day, the G20 summit over in Hamburg and the street protests that are happening alongside, really that's all about economics, about global trade, about who's getting and who's not. It's not so much about handshakes and bilateral meetings. So to that end, we here begin today with news from the Commerce Department this morning that the trade deficit, the difference between what we sell overseas and what we import, and, by the way, one of President Trump's favorite, if misused, economic metrics, fell last month. More than any policy move from the White House, though, Marketplace's Andy Euler reports that a smaller trade gap is likely due to the weakening dollar, which could bring with it some broader economic implications.
2017's been a bummer for the dollar. According to the U.S. dollar index, it's dropped almost 5% in 3 months. But President Trump supports a weaker dollar because it makes the things that U.S. multinationals export more competitive overseas.
It is true that that actually helps exporters.
Campbell Harvey teaches finance at Duke. He says that could help shrink the trade deficit, which was down 2% in May. Narrowing the trade gap is something of a mission for President Trump. So weak dollar, more exports? Have we entered the Trump economy? Not quite.
It's naive to say, well, this depreciation is going to help the U.S. or this is a sign of weakness. Basic fluctuation in exchange rates is something that's normal.
Not only that, but Patrick Newport, an economist at IHS Markit, says the dollar's just getting back to normal.
The exchange rate shot up after the election, and now it's pretty much back to where it was before the election.
Interest rates shot up because investors were told to expect tax overhaul, deregulation, and fiscal stimulus. But that hasn't happened. Also remember, when the dollar weakens, imports are more expensive. That lowers American consumers' purchasing power. Richard Bernstein runs his own financial advising firm.
Consumption is 70% of the U.S. economy, roughly. So whenever you set an economic policy, whether it's respect to the dollar or taxes or anything, first and foremost, you have to look at the impact on the basic consumer.
Patrick Newport at IHS Markit says it's going to take a lot more than a sluggish dollar to close that trade gap.
The trade deficit is going to shrink. It has to come from either higher taxes or reduced spending, or it could come from consumers consuming less.
Well beyond basic fluctuation, that would take a total shift in American economic behavior. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.